As we look back at the first full school year during the pandemic, one major challenge turned out to be cheating. Remote learning led to a surge in academic dishonesty among students from grade school to college. Among the methods used, simply doing online searches for answers, texting friends, or looking at notes. You can submit a question on various websites for experts to answer. You can even post an assignment online and take bids from people who are willing to do the work for you for money. Even with schools reopening their doors, educators are worried that cheating will continue. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. How worried are you about students cheating in school? If you're a teacher or a professor, what did you do to try to minimize cheating? Did a rise in cheating change the way you cheat? If you're a parent or a student yourself, what kind of things did you see? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Tawnell Hobbs is a senior special writer covering education at the Wall Street Journal. Tawnell, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You had a recent piece where you focused on colleges here. Before we get to the specific methods of cheating, just how widespread was it during this year of online education?
It was so widespread. I don't think I can't recall when I called so many colleges and schools, and I don't think anyone said that cheating was not up. They all said that they had noticed a big increase. They were trying to deal with it. And also a lot of universities put their academic integrity stats online. So we started analyzing that too. It was just widespread throughout the country.
And that's so if we're just measuring people actually getting caught cheating, it was up. Right. And presumably there are some people who cheated and didn't get caught too along the way.
Exactly.
So this all comes from this year of online education. I don't know. It seems like schools at all levels were scrambling in how to do it. Was that part of the problem that everyone was just kind of making it up as they went?
No, that is definitely part of the problem. I mean, remember when the pandemic was called, everybody had to immediately switch to remote learning. They had to get laptops to kids. Everybody had to get online. And then, you know, there were security issues. You had a lot more schools getting hacked. So there just was not a lot of focus on the academic integrity part of it. You know, there were some people that were like, look, let's just make sure they can learn online and, you know, we'll deal with everything once we get them back in school. And that's really how it went. But now there's obviously concerns.
And cheating or sort of gray area stuff. I mean, I know people have been selling term papers online for years, but it's a big business now. Could you talk about some of the commercial operations?
That's like the ancient way to cheat, right? That's like so old now. Basically, these newer ways, you can obviously go on some of these sites. You can pay your membership. Monthly memberships can go as low as $10, and you can basically have access to all of their questions, which, you know, a lot of these sites have millions of questions that have been loaded up by students who are cheating. They load up their exam questions, or you have people that are there that will just answer their questions for you, and they can do it at a moment's notice. And of course, you have the auction sites, and that's a big thing where, you know, you can almost go shopping for who you want to do your work now.
And you actually put this to the test. You put out a call for bids. What happened?
I did. We did that with a couple of sites. We actually had did an assignment, and it was titled Wall Street Journal's Seeking Help to Cheat or something like that. And we put it on the bid sites, and we were very detailed about, you know, who we are. We're doing this for sure. We're not paying anything, you know, and we just were very clear. And the bids just started rolling in, and we started engaging with people. And, you know, one guy was going to charge us $2,000. I mean, the bids range from like $15 to $2,000, but they got on there and they were just literally bidding to do that assignment for us. We got it up in like seconds. It was that fast.
Wow. And you also talked to some of the sites that offer various kinds of help for subscription or bids. What did they say about what, when you asked them if they were encouraging cheating?
You know, we talked to a decent amount of the sites, and surprisingly, everybody responded. Most people did anyway. And the response I got, especially from some of the bigger, you know, sites that people know, you know, that have the name recognition, you know, they say that they're there to help students learn. They're there for, you know, there's for you can get help studying that. And all of them have disclaimers on their site saying, you know, don't use this work to turn in for your own benefit and things like that. But of course, you know, they all acknowledge that that if you're if somebody is paying you $100 or $200 or several hundred to take their online class, okay, there's not much wiggle room with that. So they do realize that cheating happens. They think there's more students that are being honest, and they also feel like they are filling a gap right now because online learning has been pretty tough on some students. So they feel like they're there to help too.
We're talking to Tahnell Hobbs from the Wall Street Journal about cheating in academia, colleges, K through 12, you name it, during the pandemic and at home education. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have taught people in the last year, did you see more cheating? Did you try to prevent it in some ways? If you're a parent, a student yourself, have you heard stories? Have you checked out these sites? And did you have a friendly camera on your computer at some point watching you take a test? Call 800-642-1234. And Tahnell, let's get into that the proctoring services now that keep an eye on me while I'm taking my tests.
Oh, yeah, that right there. You know, and that could be a bit contentious because you could have someone watching you through your webcam. And so there's some concerns with that, too. But also, those companies really grew. They picked up millions of, you know, different or they proctored millions more papers. And it was interesting because all of them that I talked to, they said that these sites, there were just ways that kids were cheating that you would not expect. And a lot of the universities especially went to these proctoring companies because you still have to give exams, you still have to give tests, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, how can we do this? We need these kids to be watched. And it's just not a live proctor. Sometimes you have a situation where they have the face of recognition. If your eyes stray too much, that might get you a ding. Or, you know, maybe somebody comes in the room and you turn your back. So there's different situations with that. But yeah, proctoring was used a lot and those companies really did grow.
Did I read this right? One proctoring site reported that a young girl taking a test sneezed, went off camera, and was replaced by a dude in a wig taking the rest of the test.
That is so true. Yeah, the student, she's taking this exam, she sneezes, she's out of camera view at that point, and then this person reappears in a blonde wig, impersonating her. And obviously she got busted, but that's just the extent of how some of this cheating went.
Points for creativity, I guess. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Jesse is with us in Appleton. Jesse, hi.
Hello. I definitely agree that, you know, we definitely need to be teaching integrity and there's something to be said about doing the right thing and not cheating. But I also think that we haven't quite picked up on, you know, that this is a long time coming. We have a lot of information at our fingertips and we're still expecting kids to have this rapid recall. You know, what were the years that Abraham Lincoln was president? Is it really necessary anymore? And, you know, are we only cheating ourselves and thinking that we can, you know, require our students to think this way instead of teaching them to be resourceful and to think outside the box? You know, my daughter was in first grade and she didn't know the answer. And so she went and asked a friend and her teacher said, oh, you know, she cheated. And I said, well, wait a minute. We've taught her to be resourceful and ask questions like, yes, you know, she needs to follow the rules. And we'll talk to her about that. But there's also just a different idea of how we measure intelligence and how we deem proof that we have it.
Interesting, Jessica. And I've heard this argument elsewhere, Tahnell, that, hey, in the real world, we collaborate with other people and we can look stuff online. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that was a great call. She's right. I mean, it is an issue. And I know a lot of schools for a student in this day and age, if open book to them, open book in my age meant you go get your book and you get to do an exam open book. To these kids, open book means the internet. And there's a lot on the internet. And I noticed that especially some of the universities had started being very detailed with what was allowed, because obviously students are going to do research. They're going to do research. Oh, I don't know that they're going to get on there. But there's a fine line between doing that and you know, going and grabbing the exam or paying for access to an exam online or paying somebody, auctioning off your homework and paying somebody to do your homework.
We're talking about cheating at school with Tonnell Hobbs. She's a senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. She recently wrote about our year of online learning and how it's made different kinds of cheating easier and more common at all levels of school. That is, some educators worried it's going to carry over after the pandemic is over. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, maybe your experiences with online education, the risk of cheating in one way or another. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now. Stu is with us, calling from Western Wisconsin. Stu, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about, Stu?
My 16-year-old daughter and I got engaged and got in a wrestling match. And it basically almost escalated to screaming because I told her she couldn't change. That her entire future was dependent upon the integrity of her education. And tests and assignments were a measure of that. And she started cursing at me and telling me that a bunch of junk about whether the tests were biased. And I'm a mathematician, PhD mathematician. And it's very tough to have cultural problems in the testing system, at least in math. And it certainly is biased in English and medicine and all sorts of other stuff.
Gotcha. Stu, thanks a lot for calling in. So arguments in households, Tonnell, even about, yeah, a little more evocative than I expected. What do you think? Is this something you think a lot of parents are dealing with?
There are parents dealing with this. And, you know, actually, I talked to a parent and her concern, and, you know, she knew her daughter was cheating. Some parents know it, but they're, you know, it's been a tough year, they reason, for their kids and them too. But her concern was that, and this is a concern, that her daughter cheated all of Spanish 1. So how is she going to go in the fall and take Spanish 2? And that is actually a concern with some parents, especially ones that know their kids have cheated, because now they have to go in person and it's harder to cheat like that, right? I mean, yeah, you could still probably do it in some ways. And I imagine there's going to still be some entities doing a little online learning. But that is a big concern because some of these kids who have spent the year cheating, some students have not been in a physical classroom in a year. Some schools don't allow you to, you know, they don't require or allow kids to turn on the webcam. So who knows who's sitting in front of the laptop? So there is a concern that these kids might return in the fall and they've literally missed a whole year.
Thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. And yeah, Tonnell, I know there's concern among some of the educators you talk to that some of these problems are going to persist. Some might not be as easy to pull off, but some of them will. And maybe there's an attitude change here. I don't know. What kind of things are they worried about?
They're worried about, because now you've kind of opened up this world, you know, for these kids, because it's like, oh my God, I can pay $10 a month and I can get on this site anytime I want and pose a question and it's going to get answered in seconds. So that is the big concern. Now it's like, have you created a whole new generation of cheaters? Because a lot, it is pretty easy. Like you said, we went on there and put our own work up for auction and within 1 minute, within seconds, we had like 13 bidders willing to do the work, as low as $15. And that is the concern, that now that this world has been opened up to kids, will they be able to leave it alone? And I will tell you, some of these sites that I talked to that have noticed that they've gained millions of users during the pandemic, they strongly believe that they're going to hold those students. They do. They think they're going to keep coming back.
Talking to Tonnell Hobbs from the Wall Street Journal about concerns about cheating, online cheating, especially during the pandemic and at-home learning. You can join in with your thoughts or your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to our callers now. Jill is with us in northern Wisconsin. Jill, hi.
Hi. Okay. See, schooling should be reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three R's. It should be reading, respect, and responsibility. If children had respect for themselves and others, they wouldn't do this. And if they were had at least an idea that they're responsible for their education, we wouldn't have this problem either.
Jill, thanks for the call. Tonnell, how much of the solution are people reaching for there to try to, I guess, have a sense of ethics going into these cheating situations?
You know, what I've seen and the people I've talked to, there's a lot of reasoning going on. Like, well, it is a pandemic. You got to kind of do what you got to do to get by. I mean, I've talked to professors that when they've caught students cheating, that's been the response. We're in a pandemic. How can you do this to me? How can you put me on academic probation? This is a pandemic. So there's a lot of reasoning going on. And will that change in the fall when a lot of kids go back? You know, perhaps, but there still was a lot of reasoning during the pandemic trying to justify why it's okay to cheat. There's parents, too, that also turn a blind eye on this.
Well, talking a little more about consequences, we saw the schools included here, West Point, where I think if you get caught cheating, there are serious consequences. Can you talk about the kind of scandals we've seen and what ended up happening to students who got caught?
Yeah, West Point, we actually broke that story. And that was a big thing because apparently they had a policy that had been there for years that if they owned up to, you know, what some kind of infraction or whatever, again, like an honor type of infraction, if they admitted to it, then they could actually stay on at the at West Point. So what happened is you had during this pandemic, you had a whole bunch of students who had cheated on an exam, and they just all kind of said, oh, we admit to it. And so they got to stay. So what they end up doing there is they got rid of that rule. So they can't use that anymore. And then there's an academic probation. There's so much stuff that the kids have to deal with. But it wasn't just West Point. You know, the Air Force Academy, they caught cheating there too, the Naval Academy. I mean, there were other academies. I mean, when I tell you this cheating was so widespread, it was widespread.
What kind of things do you see, and again, you focus in this piece on colleges, looking toward this fall to try to prevent, catch, root out various kinds of cheating?
Well, I think, too, that I think they're going to be more vigilant because I think that educators know, wow, this whole world of cheating has been opened up to these kids. So they're going to watch it. What they realize too is that a lot of schools, especially at the K-12 level too, they use the plagiarism software. You know, like if you go and you copy something off of the internet, they could scan it through some plagiarism software and you're busted. Well, nowadays there's a lot of original work where the work is original, so these plagiarism software type programs will not catch it. So I think everybody's kind of gotten a little smarter about this. Even, you know, the educators, they're looking for it now, but they are concerned not only that the kids are going to come back a year behind, but also that they have been opened up to this world of, you know, kind of free cheating here.
Speaking of educators getting onto this, a little intelligence style tradecraft, one professor, a statistics professor at North Carolina State, gave unique questions on a test to each student to see which ones appeared on these sites.
Yeah, that guy, wow. Yeah. He was suspecting that kids were cheating. So there was some program that actually, for each question, it would change it a little bit, whether it was to add a word, a comma, or just do something really unique. So every student in that class, and there was hundreds, they all had kind of unique exams, I mean, that were unique to them. So when he gave his final exam, and as those questions started appearing on the cheating sites, he knew exactly who it was. And on this site, which is called Chegg, this site, he ended up working with this site. And not only were they able to get the kids who posted on it, but also everybody who had looked at the question. So if you're taking the exam, it's like, oh, I don't need to post that. Somebody else did. And you look at the answer. Well, they got those kids too. And there were like 200 of them caught cheating.
Wow. So as as we wrap up, Tonnell, what are you watching for next on this ongoing cheating story?
Well, what I'm watching for next, because especially as we go back into the fall, I am watching for one to see how many of these education entities still, you know, are using proctoring services. I've been told that there will still be online classes, you know, that they use, or at least they'll use more than in the past. So I would imagine that they're trying to find a way to kind of offset this cheating. I know proctoring has been a big thing. I'm trying to see what else they have up their sleeve, because they know it's a problem. They know it's a problem. And there's obviously a concern, too, that you've had a whole year not in the classroom, and especially if there's been a lot of cheating, what do kids really know? How much do you have to go over? Are they ready for the next level? So they're focused on that, too. But they really are looking at how can we head off this cheating. Now, I know one university, Texas A&M University, they had actually hired some students and trained them to be proctors of their own, you know, peers. So they're going to be trying different things. So I'm watching for that.
Tonnell, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Tonnell Hobbs is a senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. We talked to her about the increase in cheating at schools during the pandemic, how easy it's become, and how schools and colleges are reacting.